Hola, muy buenas tardes y bienvenidas y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Pickup de Tarde aquí en Radio Laredo, donde vamos a retomar los programas dedicados al gran Georgie Fame. Y vamos a empezar escuchando. Estábamos en el 70, un disco llamado Seven Son, que hizo en el 70, y vamos a escuchar Somebody Stole My Thunder. Alguien robó mi trueno, sería la traducción. Compuesta para este álbum por G. Alexander Ryan y James A.C. Lacy. Y con un sonido impecable y primoroso. Es una fresca, fascinante y fantástica pieza. Esta Somebody Stole My Thunder.
Somebody stole my thunder, and now somebody's gonna pay. I'll soon be kicking out from under, and love to live another day. Well, now there's how somebody smashed my action. I'm busted, but revenge is sweet. I'm gonna get me satisfaction. I'm gonna get me sweets to eat. Lock the doors and the windows of your house or take the consequence. No one told me someone's paw-like fingers would make off with that which I love best. That's how just now somebody stole my thunder. I wonder if they know it's mine. It could have been a goof or a blunder, or did they mean to rob me blind? Take a consequence. No one told me someone's paw-like fingers would make up with that which I love best. That's how just now somebody stole my thunder. I wonder if they know it's mine. It could have been a goof or blunder. I'm gonna lose my tiny mind if they don't pay me back in kind. Or are they trying to bug my party line? They stole my thunder. I wonder why. Somebody stole my thunder. Somebody stole my thunder. I wonder why.
Y para terminar con este álbum, vamos a escuchar Ho, 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 una pieza de aires navideños escrita por el propio Fame junto a G. Alexander Ryan, con otra buena muestra de narrar como cantante de Georgie Fame. Esto es Ho, Ho, Ho.
It was Christmas Eve and Santa hadn't come. Everyone but me had something in their stocking. I'd been good all year, but presents I'd had none. Just then at the door there came a gentle knocking. It was Mrs. Claus with a ribbon round the Santa sent her. When a mistake was found that left me out of luck when the presents were packed. In fact, there was nothing left for me. That is why he sent Mrs. Claus. For it seems in northern climes where Eskimos abound, it's the thing to do to
to keep a chap from chilling. Sending out the wife's seduction they expound. Thusly Mrs. Claus was eager to be willing. How could I refuse, custom to obey? I hear they take offense if you're shy and say thank you very much, but I'm not in the mood. How rude it would be. Besides, Mrs. Claus was a living doll. That was Christmas Day a year or so ago. Still I dread to hear old Santa's sleigh bells ringing. Every Christmas Eve I pray it doesn't snow. I know when he comes, the present he'll be bringing. What he's got for me won't come in any sack. He'll be dressed to kill and I'll be wearing yellow. Several times he wrote and asked to have her back. Ah, but Mrs. Claus prefers a younger fellow. It was Christmas Eve and Santa hadn't come. Everyone but me had something in their stocking. I've been good all year, but presents had I none.
En mayo de ese año 70 se edita un single que llevaba en la cara B una canción que había salido en la banda sonora ese mismo año de la película Entertaining Mr. Sloan. Y que estaba escrita por el propio George Fame junto allí a Alexander Ryan. Es una atrayente pieza pop muy melodiosa y que llevaba el mismo título que la película, Entertaining Mr. Sloan, algo así como entreteniéndome en plan guerrero, algo así.
Breakfast in bed, that's what he said he'd like to begin with. Him with the smooth skin, with the blank eyes. And it's surprising how it's progressed from there. Dare I hope, given rope enough, he'll be dope enough to marry. We'll see. But we mustn't complain. Every now and again he will make it plain he appreciates the pains we're taking, making him feel at home. So we sweat and we strain, entertaining Mr. Sloan. And that's for certain. Dirt on his white curtain, little hands. One understands him, yes, he's an orphan lad. Bad he's not, and he's got a chance. Ah, but what's the chance he fancies me? We'll see. We mustn't complain. Every now and again he will make it plain he appreciates the pains we're taking, making him feel at home. And we sweat and we strain, entertaining Mr. Sloan. Shoulder, it nicks it, sticks it down his biscuit colored face. And it's disgraceful he should be living here. Queer, that's it, he's a pretty boy. It
It's a pity, boy, it's you or me. We'll see. So we sweat and we scream, entertaining Mr. Sloan. So we sweat and we strain, entertaining Mr. Sloan.
Todavía en agosto de 1970 graba un single que llevaba en la cara una versión del Fire and Rain de James Taylor y en la cara B una canción escrita por Roger Nichols y Paul Williams, y es esta la que vamos a escuchar. La original la grabaron los Casuals y un año después Georgie Fame hizo esta del Someday Man, el hombre para algún día.
Always complain that their life is too short, so they hurry along. Their worries drive them insane, but they still go along for the ride. As for me, I have all the time in the world. I was born a someday man, I'm a maybe child. A someday man, I was always wild. Tomorrow's a new day, baby. Anything can happen, anything can happen at all. Some folks are working for reasons and waiting for answers they're never gonna find. They keep on searching for pleasures and looking so hard they can't see. But for me, life can be a sweet holiday. I was born a someday man, I'm a maybe child. I was born a someday man, I was always wild. Tomorrow's a new day, baby. Anything can happen, anything can happen at all. I was born a someday man, I'm a maybe child. I was born a someday man, I was always wild. Yes, I was born a someday man, I'm a maybe child.
Ya en mayo del 71 y edita su siguiente álbum titulado Going Home, lleno de sabiduría y delicadeza. Es un disco más suave y cálido y, como siempre, muy bien interpretado al piano y a la voz por Georgie Fame. No conozco a quien toca con él, salvo que el batería es Hughie Flint. Vamos a empezar escuchando la pieza que da título al álbum, escrita por Gary Benson y que está ejecutada con una sencilla elegancia. Se llama, como os he dicho, Going Home, volviendo a casa.
Caught the 9 o'clock train from Norfolk in Virginia. Gonna go back, gonna go back, gonna go back, gonna go back.
See the pretty girl that I left behind. See the dirty clothes on the washing line. See the little tree that I planted there so many years ago. I'm going home to mama's home cooking, and all you can't replace, you can't replace. Caught the 6 o'clock flight from Columbus in Ohio.
Gonna get there, gonna get there, gonna get there, gonna get there.
Gonna get a breath of that country, yeah. Gonna go to church, gonna say my prayers. Listen to the gossip in the village square. Did you hear about Mary May? I'm going home to mama's home cooking, and all you can't replace, you can't replace. Caught the 2 o'clock bus from Lincoln in Nebraska.
I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna make it. Gonna make it, gonna make it.
Gonna make up for those bitter years. I never had a chance to dry my tears. I never wanna be in love again. I never wanna feel so cold, no. Gone home to mama's home cooking, and all you can't replace, you can't replace. Mama's home cooking. I'm going home to mama's home cooking. I'm going home to mama's home cooking. I'm going home to mama's home cooking.
Grabamos con una tierna y delicada pieza escrita por Roger Irlohin, que a veces me recuerda lo que hacía Randy Newman. Se llama Sister Jane, hermana Jane.
Wendy looks into her mirror, hates what she sees there. Wishes she had hair like Sister Jane. Every evening she sits waiting, no one ever calls. Everybody falls for Sister Jane. Jane takes taxis when there is no Jaguar. Wastes her time on many men who waste their time on her. Wendy's looking in her mirror, hoping for just one. She'd have so much fun if he'd prefer to ask for her. Wastes her time on many men who waste their time on her. Wendy's looking in her mirror, hoping for just one. She'd have so much fun if he'd prefer to ask for her. Sister Jane.
Seguimos con uno de los mejores momentos del álbum, una sugerente versión de una pieza escrita por Kenny Rankin y que este grabó en 1967 en su primer álbum. También después la grabaría Helen Reddy con cierto éxito. Aquí el genial Jory Fame la da un empuje vigoroso distinto y logrando hacer una maravillosa versión de esta canción llamada Peaceful. Lleno de paz.
Giving him a fresh air full of the winter, and I won't be found in the shadows hiding sorrow. And I can wait for fate to bring around to me any part of my tomorrow. My plans were giggled in line. I had a son a while on the run, and his love brought a tear to my eye. And maybe someday he will up and say that I'm a pretty nice guy.
Y terminamos este álbum con la encantadora versión que hace Jory Fame de una pieza escrita por Buddy Blue y Jimmy Cobb y que habían grabado originalmente el grupo Classic Four en 1968. Se llama Stormy, Tormentoso.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smile. But I call you Stormy today. All of a sudden that old rain's falling down, and my world is cloudy and gray. You've gone away. Oh, Stormy. Oh, Stormy. Yesterday's love was like a warm summer breeze, but like the weather, it changed. Now things are dreary, baby, and it's windy and cold, and I stand alone in the rain, calling your name. Oh, Stormy, bring back that sunny day.
under the sunshine, baby. Whenever you smile, but I call you Stormy today, 'cause you've gone away.
Ese mismo año graba un álbum junto a Les Animals, Alan Price, lo firman como Fame and Price, y vamos a escuchar lo que salió como single, porque sería importante en la carrera posterior de Jory Fame, pues la ha tocado en muchas ocasiones. Estoy hablando de Rosetta, una canción pop escrita por Mike Snow y que grabaron originalmente Jory Fame y Alan Price para este álbum, alcanzando bastante éxito. Esto es Rosetta por Fame and Price.
In a fight, but she might get beat. So I go around on a Saturday night and ask her if she feels alright. Rosetta, are you better? Are you well, well, well? Rosetta, are you better? Are you well, well, well? Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. When Friday comes, she's fine again. So we go to a club. Rosetta, are you better? Are you well, well, well? Rosetta, are you better? Are you well, well, well? Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Rosetta, are you better? Are you well, well, well? Rosetta, are you better? Are you well, well, well? Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Well, my little girl is a sweet little girl, and she does things, makes your eyebrows curl. You let her loose on a Friday night, you know it's gonna end in a fight. Rosetta,
el siguiente álbum sale en el 72 y es un disco, a mi parecer, bastante flojo. Se hace acompañar por Brian Rogers al bajo, Brian Bennett a la batería y Colin Green a las guitarras. Jory Fame canta, toca teclados y sintetizadores. Vamos a detenernos poco en este álbum y escucharemos dos piezas del mismo. La primera es una fascinante rareza, con los sintetizadores del maestro haciendo diabluras, una funky pieza llamada Seven Power, Siete Poderes.
Fly away. but he won't go in. Just like the Smiths we know, treading on people's toes. Time to make a break. Quit pretending. Time to give and take. Little Bennett, if you wanna try, we can reach for the sky. Together. Turn your motor around. Right now we'll leave it. Seven is the one we're retrieving. If you're thinking so.
Y la otra que escucharemos de este álbum es una atractiva pieza escrita por el mismo Jody Fame y que se llama City Hiker, paleto de ciudad.
John came up from the country on a summer's day. Walked the town until he found himself a place to stay. Wasn't roomy, pretty gloomy. Not to worry, there was no hurry. Laying his head, he wished for a better place soon. Took a job as a waiter, waiting for a break. Horn after midnight, keep his chops in shape. But the neighbors with his labors all across town, John got put down. Things
he was playing, people kept saying, John went back to the country on a winter's night. Said farewell to the city and the winking lights. Not regretting, just forgetting. His sorrow until tomorrow. Catching the last train, kissing goodbye, pain gone home.
Y así saltamos hasta el 74, concretamente a septiembre, que es cuando sale el single de adelanto de su siguiente álbum. Y aquí nos encontramos en la cara A, una encantadora y buena versión, como no. Podría ser de otra manera, viniendo de su autoría, de Gigi Cale, que solo la había grabado 4 meses antes. La canción se llama Everloving Woman, mujer eternamente amorosa.
Love. She cooked my breakfast on Sunday just like my mom. I hang my hat in her house, she don't charge a dime. She loved me, cuss me, never, cause she knows she's mine. I'm talking about, I'm talking about, I'm talking in rhyme. I'm talking about that ever-loving woman of mine. When I'm gone, you know she don't play me round. And when I'm gone, she never follows me down. She keeps the nightlight running while she waits for me. Business and she's taking care of me. I'm talking about, I'm talking about, I'm talking in rhyme. I'm talking about that ever loving woman of mine. Do I love her, Lord?
lover, 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 Lord, I love you.
Y en la cara B estaba un divertido rock and roll, escrita por el mismo junto a G. Alexander Ryan y que lleva por título That Whole Rock and Roll, ese viejo rock and roll.
Children have eyes to see the world as it is, or how they would like it to be. If they could, they would make it a magical place with Christmas trees. And the birds and bees would be creatures that fly in the sky until suddenly. That old rock and roll gets into their soul. They don't know why, but they're never gonna cry no more. Makes them come alive, shake and jump and jive.
Como os decía, este fue el single de adelanto de que sería su siguiente álbum, llamado Georgie Fame, y que salió en el mes de octubre del 74. Es un buen álbum que pasaría un tanto desapercibido en su momento, pero que contiene piezas muy interesantes, como la primera que vamos a escuchar, o la tercera, pues ya hemos puesto las dos piezas del single. Está escrita esta pieza por Georgie Fame y Jeffrey Alexander Ryan y contiene muy buenos metales. Se llama Don't Be Movie Me. Algo así como no me tengas en suspense.
Drag you in out of the snow. Don't be moving me with your it's been great. Don't be moving me as you amputate. I'm the dude that taught you everything you know. I'm the stud that wiped your nose and said now blow. No one till I came on the scene. A skinny blonde with dialogue like, don't touch me or I'll squeal. Don't be moving me with your let's be friends. Don't be moving me, this ain't. You in a picture show. I'm the thing that made you think like me. So don't be moving me. Don't be moving me. Don't be moving me. Just go. Get out of here.
Otra buena versión es la que hace de una pieza escrita por Irving Beno y Mar Beno, y que grabó este último originalmente en 1972, dos años antes que esta de Georgie Fame. También en el 72, Rita Coolidge hizo su propia versión de esta canción llamada Donut Man, el hombre de los donuts.
On the corner of Fifth and Main, by an old riverbed and a railroad train, there's a shop near the track, and the owner works in the back. Got a hole in his shirt, a hole in his shoe, walks around without a whole lot to do.
got no car, he got no clothes. He do what he does, that's all he knows. He's the donut man, doing what he can. He's happy every day, got nothing to lose, he's found his way. He's the donut man, doing everything he can. He's happy every day, got nothing to lose, he's found his way. For at least 10 years and a day, he's been going out of his way to give what he's got. And the Lord sees he gives a lot. The folks lay down one thin dime, and for this he gives all of his time. On his face a beautiful smile, his love reaching out all the while. He's the donut man, doing what he can. He's happy every day, got nothing to lose, he's found his way. He's the donut man, doing everything he can. He's happy every day, got nothing to lose, he's found his way. His hands got shaky, his shop was sold. On many lips, this story's been told. Ain't nothing left but the donut hole. He's the donut man,
donut man.
Doing what he can,
donut man.
He's happy every day, got nothing to lose, he's found his way. He's the donut man,
donut man.
Doing everything he can,
donut man.
He's happy every day, got nothing to lose.
Seguimos con un estupendo Steno Blues que le gustaba mucho al mismísimo Eric Clapton. Está compuesto por el mismo Fame y Jeffrey Alexander Ryan en otra de sus composiciones conjuntas. En este caso, en este seductor blues llamado Ozono.
Thank you.
something exotic, it's unpatriotic, neurotic to the small. Well, it's just that I'm waking up shivering and shaking, my lungs is just aching to take in some ozone. Back home, feel low, so packed. All I know, you gotta go back. Back home, back home. It's fantastic. It's not plastic and chrome.
Otra casa de Irving Beno y Mark Beno es la divertida y amena Hale Street Jive, la jerga de Hale Street.
Now every single night, round about 10 o'clock, down around 1100 block, man throws a dice, the point is five. That's the business of the Hale Street Jive. Dressed in green, hoping to find a hog machine. But they ain't no hog, the boy told a lie. That's the business of the Hale Street Jive. That's all me.
Tell my man on you. You can put your man.
That's the business of the Hale Street Jive. It's all me.
Bien, pues nada, no hay tiempo para más. Con esta nos despedimos. Como siempre ha sido un placer, esperando que os haya gustado. Nos encontramos el próximo miércoles aquí en Pick Up Tarde, Radio Laredo.